Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is getting a lot of attention, and it should. I mean, this deserves nationwide attention because I'm afraid it's going to be happening a lot, especially during the presidential election, during Trump rallies and speeches all across the country.
For the umpteenth time, the monsters of Antifa have decided to perpetrate violence against people with whom they disagree. They feel justified that they can hurt the young, the old, the male, the female alike just because they have different political beliefs, and we'll get into their sick justification for that. As everybody but everybody condemns any sort of right-wing political violence, the American media is incredibly slow to wake up to the violence on the left. Andy Ngo is a journalist. He is a writer for Quillette.com, the Quillette, which I find an absolutely terrific source of independent journalism. And frankly, got the hell beat out of him the other day by these domestic terrorists. And Andy joins us now. Andy, hey, how are you doing, man?
I could be better. I just appreciate that you're spending time to share my story with your listeners. Thank you.
Well, yeah, we believe and have very deeply for a long time that if you permit violence, it will breed nothing but more violence. And we think it's absolutely sickening what the city authorities in Portland in particular have not done. Can you just briefly describe what was going on? Why were you doing what you're doing? And then what happened to you?
Yeah, I have to set the context of the city for your listeners. And I apologize if I pause at various points or in speaking slowly. I have a brain injury from the attack. So Portland is a progressive monoculture, and here it's become a hotbed of far left militancy, and because of the sympathetic city council and mayor to some of these causes, you're seeing basically now is what ever since 2016 and going back further, a progressive emboldening of Antifa to escalate more and more what they're willing to do openly. So what happened to me on Saturday was I was documenting one of their public demonstrations against some right-wing groups, and they have been extremely critical of my writing as a journalist. I've written very critically of their criminal activities, and I describe them very openly as a paramilitary-like movement of violent communist and anarchist ideologues, and they're agitating for revolution. And their
openly.
Modus operandi is violence. So they hate me for that. And I've been assaulted before. I've been doxxed, which is where they release your address online. I've been threatened. All of these incidents have been reported to the Portland police, and as far as I know, no action has been taken. So on this day, I was nervous, to be honest, but the protest was happening really within steps of some of the most important institutions of law enforcement in our city. Just before I was beaten by the mob, they were chanting, "No fear, no hate." And I could see the Multnomah County Justice Center, which houses not just courtrooms, but our central police precinct, as well as the sheriff's office. Okay, so the irony here is sandwiched between us, you know, these institutions that represent our rule of law. Suddenly, this crowd felt that they were able to brazenly attack me in the middle of the street, completely unprovoked on my part. The first hit came in the back of my head, and I'm a very passive man, okay? And I've never been in a fight, so I didn't even know really what had happened. I'd never been punched before. Before I could realize what had happened, then these punches and hits were coming from every direction, and I couldn't even count how many people were involved. I just saw people dressed in black wearing masks, and they were using, they were wearing gloves that had this hardened material on the knuckles. So it, not only was it just like a sucker punch, it was, you know, their fists were weaponized and with these things that were cutting my skin on my face. And then when I thought it was over, it wasn't. They started then pelting me with these milkshakes, and that, you know, some people argue that that's a nonviolent form of political dissent, but have tried taking it in your face and get blinded with it. And so I didn't even know which direction to move into to get away from the crowd, because I couldn't see. And the more punches came, more kicks. And all the while, I kept thinking the police were going to come and save me at any point. And of course, that never happened. So when I stumbled away, I was bloody and dazed, and I had to walk myself across about a block before I lost balance and was sitting on the ground. And the SWAT medics approached me and let me know that to get help from the ambulance, because the police had been called, 911 had been called, that I would have to walk back to the police precinct, which was in the direction of where I was just attacked by the mob.
Andy Ngo is on the line. He's a journalist beaten badly by Antifa in Portland with apparently no action by the police. We're going to talk to some of the cops coming up in a moment or two, but we're joined now by Harmeet K. Dillon, Andy's attorney. Harmeet, what are you hoping to do about this to change this culture of permissiveness?
Well, the tools available to me as an attorney are pretty much the courts, and I intend to use those in this case, as I have in many other cases I've discussed with you before. In this case, we're looking at legal action, certainly against the actual criminals who assaulted Andy. Some of them have been identified, but these are probably broke losers living in their parents' basements, so many of them. So we're also going to look at legal action against the city of Portland, the mayor, for any actions that we can bring there. I mean, the avenues are very narrow and limited there. And then finally, I'm also looking at people with blue check marks on Twitter who have defamed him as not being a journalist, not injured. I've seen faked his injuries, assaulted people, like absolute lies about Andy. And we're going to look at the full panoply of suing everybody we can responsible for what happened here.
Now, was this the kind of event where people had gotten permits, had Antifa gotten permits for this? And the police have to know whenever Antifa shows up somewhere, there's going to be mayhem. Where were the closest, what was the closest police presence and how much was there?
So no permits were granted for that event. They actually didn't even apply for it, which is usual for them. They absolutely refused to operate within the system.
What about the Proud Boys or any other groups? Did they get permits or did they just show up ad hoc?
That I don't know. It's my I can't confirm that. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's all right.
I mean, in the past, I will say Proud Boys have usually applied for and received a permit, as well as the other conservative type groups. I mean, I don't necessarily know anything about that.
You know, no, Andy, it's not your problem, really. It's just curious.
Yeah, Andy isn't affiliated with them. He's a journalist observing the whole scene.
Right. Yeah, indeed.
And then how much police was around while he was being beaten on the ground? Where were the police and how many were there and what did they do?
Well, I can speak to that. The police were, according to some police practices experts I've seen, understaffed by a factor of, you know, at least 30 to 50%. So I think there were about 100 plus cops assigned to patrol this whole thing. There should have been close to double that amount. You know, one of the interesting issues here for your listeners is that normally, as you know, in this type of situation, there are mutual aid officers from other police departments and sheriff's departments, et cetera. In this case, the neighboring counties have refused to come to Portland's aid for this event and others in the future because Portland doesn't staff these things adequately, does not let the police and other law enforcement do their jobs and make arrests, and puts other law enforcement at risk because they refuse to organize these things correctly. So all of this is going to come under legal scrutiny in coming weeks and months.
Well, and we look forward to staying in touch with you as it does. Unfortunately, we're pressed for time, and we have Daryl Turner, the Portland Police Association, coming up next, and we'll ask him because we understand he's pretty frustrated with the limitations they're dealing with. So Harmeet Dhillon and Andy Ngo, we wish you well, Andy, in your recovery. Take care of yourself, and please do stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, back with Daryl Turner, the Portland Police Association, next.
Armstrong and Getty.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.